Star Grain Bins, Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment, and MCN Nico Grain Dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3-truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
Scores to start the fourth quarter. They now lead 38-0 as the long boot from Siegfried comes in at the 21-yard line and has a little bit of backspin as it's brought in by Matt Nobles trying to come back, and there is the Lakers special teams fired up. And Preston Warren comes in with the big tackle, stopping him on his right there where he was. And a running clock is now 11:20 left in regulation. First and 10 for the Reese Rockets from their own 22-yard line, trailing 38-0 to the Lakers.
And that time, number 21, Andrew Siegfried, actually did kick it off in a great shot. I mean, he must be a good wedge player on the golf course, because that football stopped on a dime, and it confused Reese and landed right in between a couple of Reese special teamers. They were eventually able to pick it up and turn around just to get knocked back over by the Lakers special teams.
Speaking of getting knocked over, you might want to sit down before I tell you this. I actually golfed 3 times this week.
This week?
This week, 3 times. I think that doubles my whole summer's output.
I definitely haven't golfed 3 times this month.
Fisher with the screen pass over to the right to number 44 is complete to Tyler Turbush, and he's out of bounds at the 23-yard line, brought down by Brennan Wisner on the flats. And when all said and done, a gain of 0. First down and 10 results in no gain, even though a complete pass. Second down and 10 now.
I know we haven't said that much tonight when it comes to the Reese offense, but I like the play call. They get a running back swinging out in motion. They try to swing it out to him, basically like a screen pass. Try to get one of his athletes in open field, and wasn't able to do it. A one-on-one situation, and the Laker defense makes the tackle.
A one-yard completion according to the spot. This one's a... had a man in a slant route, and it was open, but his low under had thrown his feet to Noah Palmruder, was the intended receiver at the 35-yard line. Falls incomplete. Third down and 9 now for Reese. 10 minutes to play in regulation. 38-0, running clock situation. The clock should be running right now. Oh, it's a running clock situation. There we go. 38-0. Way, Fisher's under center. To a pro set in the backfield, fullback and running back. Fisher back to pass in the pocket. This one is fly on the near sideline, and we have a little bit of collision, and this one is thrown nowhere near where his intended receiver of Gabe Robinson was. Robinson was at the 43-yard line. This ball came down on the other side of midfield at the 45-yard line.
Not good defense there by Troy Chappell, as he tends to... almost cuts off the receiver a little bit, slows up Gabe Robinson, some unintentional contact. The key there, Troy Chappell was looking for the football. You can create some contact if you're heads up and looking for the football. It's exactly what he does. The ball's a little overthrown. And again, great pass defense this time by Lakers, as their defense has been all over the place.
And Reese is out to punt on fourth down and 9. Robinson gets the punt away, and it comes in at the 41-yard line, and it is fair caught by Adam LeGault of the Lakers with 8:55 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers leads 38-0 over Reese. Running clock situation. The Lakers back on offense, first and 10 from their own 41-yard line.
And another great punt by Reese's punter Gabe Robinson. He does a nice job of kicking it off the side of his foot, creating that topspin, and so when that ball lands, it takes a hard jump forward. And this time it happened to jump right into the arms of LeGault as he grabs onto it, takes a knee, and kneels the ball down. But a flag there on the play. I don't know if that came out late, Clark, or if we just didn't see it.
I did not see it, no.
See what the call is.
It appears to be a personal foul against Reese as they're marching off 15 yards from the 41-yard line, and they will start inside Reese territory at their 44-yard line. So when all things can go much worse for Reese, they can to tack on.
Yeah, then some unnecessary after the fact penalties, not worth it there. Looks like 5 minutes to go as USA now has the lead on Cass City, 14-12.
14-12, USA leads Cass City. So the Wild Wild West are holding true to its name. We've only played really three quarters of a ball game in divisional play, and here we are already. First and 10 from the Reese 44-yard line, the Lakers on offense, leading 38-0, running clock with 8 minutes left in regulation. Man in motion, it's a pitch to inside that it looks like to me number 26, Corey Minetti with the carry. He's down to the 35-yard line. It's a 9-yard gain brought down by Trevor Clark on the defensive line. He's a starter for this Reese defense, had their men on the field quite a bit tonight. As Lakers has had the ball for right around 22 minutes of the approximately 40 minutes they played.
Yeah, just a side note, Brennan Wisner no longer in this game. I think Jake Kretschmer has checked out of this game. So a couple younger players for Lakers getting a chance to get some quality minutes here against Reese.
Brown City scores on a 50-yard touchdown reverse run. And it's Ubley 22, Brown City 14 with 8 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. So a tough one in Ubley, still going on. Brown City not dead yet. This is a pitch to inside for Lakers. And he has the first down, still on his feet, going. And forward progress is going to be called at the 26-yard line. And it's on the bottom of that pile. I didn't even see who's the ball carrier there. That would be number 26, Corey Minetti. As brought down by Michael Sheridan of Reese. Move the chains. He's all the way down to the 25-yard line. A 10-yard run for Corey Minetti.
And as a side note, Andrew Siegfried, the guy doing the kicking, is also apparently the backup quarterback as he's been taking the snaps on this drive.
So Lakers taking all precautions necessary. Brennan Wisner out of the ballgame. This one's certainly in hand already. No need to risk injury at this point. Siegfried under center. Double wing now, receiver wide to the right. That'd be number 82, Tanner Peasley. Siegfried rolling and passing, and this one's over the head of Peasley as they threw this one right out of bounds, as is a quick route from Siegfried staying in that pocket right at the 25-yard line. 6:25 left in regulation, 38-0.
Number 10, Matt Noble's in coverage, and I am fairly confident in saying he's probably 10 inches shorter than the intended receiver on that play of Lakers. You got to like the opportunity there. Turn around, have him turn around, show his big body. It's like throwing to a big first baseman on defense when you're playing the field in baseball. That's exactly what happened there. On that time, though, Siegfried got a little careless. The ball fell, carried over that big-time target's head, and it goes through into the sideline. Incomplete pass there as Lakers will regroup on second down.
Easily wide to the right again. This one's a pitch to number one, Troy Chappell. He's trying to go around the left end, and nothing going there as Reese defense is Johnny on the spot, brought down by Sean Novak for no gain in the play. Third down and 10 for the Lakers at the Reese 25-yard line. 5.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Lakers 38-0.
And the Wild West continues, Clark. Cass City retakes the lead 18-14 with just 1 minute to go in that game.
Wow. So USA in a dogfight for 2 weeks in a row now. 18-14, 58 seconds left.
Can they pull a miracle off 2 weeks in a row?
We'll see. Third down and 10 for the Lakers. Siegfried, the backup quarterback, in now calling the snaps, calling the shots. 5 minutes left in regulation. Receiver wide to the right, Peasley. And we have movement all over the place. And the Lakers number 77, Austin Geiger, tried to get a little head start. He's a big man. He needs a little. When they run those sprints in practice, I understand why he's heading out first. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty. False start on the offense. So third down and 15 now.
And absolutely just a blimp on the radar. That offensive line has been absolutely phenomenal.
Unbelievable,
tonight.
Unbelievable.
Lakers has done such a good job on both sides of the football, led by Geiger and a couple of those other guys on the offensive line. They've done a really nice job. That time, though, it's going to cost Lakers offense 5 yards.
Third down, 15 now. 4 minutes, 43 seconds left. Lakers taking their time in this ballgame now at this point. Receiver wide each way. Or to the right, I should say. Siegfried under center. Man in motion. And it's a pitch out to him. That's going to be number 26, Corey Minetti.